USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Senator Bernie Sanders has pushed for a 52% wealth tax on the nation's richest individuals. At a Fox News town hall in Pennsylvania Monday, co-host Martha McCallum asked the Democratic presidential hopeful why he doesn't volunteer to pay that tax since he's a millionaire. Bernie refused to answer.
So would you be willing to pay 52% on the money that you made?
Awesome.
You can volunteer. You can send a check.
Well, you can volunteer, too. We have a...
But you suggested that everybody...
And Martha, why don't you give? You make more money than I do.
I didn't suggest a wealth tax.
According to the tax return Sanders released, he and his wife paid a 26% effective tax rate on $561,000 in income in 2018. They made more than $1 million in both 2016 and 2017. Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband have pleaded not guilty to two conspiracy charges in the college admissions scandal, according to federal court filings. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Taking part in a roundtable on tax reform and the economy in Minnesota, President Donald Trump said trade talks with China are progressing.
We're doing well in the negotiation. It's very comprehensive in the sense that it's a very complete negotiation. We're talking about theft of intellectual property. We're talking about so many other things, but we're also talking about the farmers and the ranchers and people that have not been treated fairly by really the world.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience at the London School of Economics Monday the United States missed an opportunity to gain economic leverage over China when it opted to put tariffs on the European Union rather than join forces with it. The Department of Justice is expected to release the redacted version of the Robert Mueller Russia report on Thursday, both to Congress and the public. The fire at Notre Dame burned for several hours Monday, causing the collapse of the cathedral's iconic spire and the destruction of its roof structure, which dated back to the 13th century. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Charges have been dropped against a Maryland woman who's accused of assaulting White House advisor Kellyanne Conway. USA's Wendy King reports.
Prosecutors have asked a judge to dismiss the charges against the woman who was charged with second-degree assault and disorderly conduct following a confrontation last October in Maryland. Conway told police she was attending a birthday party with her teenage daughter when someone grabbed her shoulders from behind and started shaking her. Conway said the woman yelled at her for around 10 minutes. The woman sent Conway a letter apologizing for the incident.
A former boxing star is getting into the legal marijuana business. More from Chris Barnes.
Mike Tyson's partnering with the Planet 13 dispensary in Las Vegas to sell his Tyson Ranch cannabis products. He says the drug helps him cope with psychological trauma caused by a 22-year boxing career, and he says he wants to educate people on its benefits. Tyson is also planning to open a 400-acre marijuana resort in California's desert. Officials say the pot industry brought in over $500 million to Nevada alone last year.
A cassowary, a giant bird with long claws on each foot, has killed its 75-year-old owner after he fell down in the backyard of his home in Gainesville, Florida. Ron McGill with the Miami Zoo says it's a flightless bird that attacks with its feet.
The cassowary has about a 4-inch extended claw in the middle of his foot that it can use to cut and make severe injury.
The owner was a breeder of the rare bird that's native to Australia and New Guinea. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.